Salvavis Shah Bitochen Perik Beis. Okay. Now, we're really moving into now what we might define as the real thick of Bitochen, as in how to really achieve it, how to really achieve it. Which is very much an issue of thought focusing on the correct points. So let's see. Achasibis Ashabahen Itochen Habitochen Meabitea Chalabuin. The Chavisalva starts by describing what would it take for you to really rely on somebody. So he says, well, it depends on, you know, what is it you need to rely upon him for? Let's say, you know, you need someone to pick up milk for you from the store. So the stakes aren't that great. If he doesn't end up getting the right milk, or if he doesn't get the milk bichlal, so you'll get it another time, or you won't have it. The stakes aren't that great, and it's not really such a big deal. You know, it's easy enough to do. It doesn't take who knows what kind of ability to do that. You trust the person. But what would it take for you to trust the person on bigger things? So the Chavis HaVav is going to try to analyze, in his usual methodical style, is going to try to break down what would it require for you to really trust somebody, to really put your life into somebody's hands. Let's say to completely hand over all of your affairs and to put it into somebody's hands. So, this is what he's going to do now. Let's see. Achasibois, ashebahen itochen habitochem ha'abitea chalabrim im sheva. There are seven causes of trust in order for one person to be able to trust another. Achas mehem, number one is harachamim v'achemla v'ahava. Let's say, yeah, you decide that you are going to really trust somebody. Let's talk about an extreme case. Person is ill. He really needs to undergo some very, very serious surgery. And he's too ill to even do the research by himself. So he has a good friend. And he decides, you know what, I'm just going to give him an open check. I'm going to turn over my bank account into this person's hands. And I'm also going to put my whole welfare into his hands. I'm going to tell him, you do the research. You have free access to my bank account. You pay whatever it is. What would you need? You're looking for the right person to be able to do that with. I shouldn't say you. An ill person is looking for the right person. He knows that he needs to just hand this over to somebody. The medical aspect, the research aspect, the financial aspect, the taking care of the arrangement aspect. He has to hand that over to somebody. There's no way he's going to be able to do it by himself. So what would be the qualifications in terms of the person he's going to hand this over to? Sa'achas nehen, number one is harachamim v'achemlo v'ahava. It has to be somebody who he knows cares about him. That's number one. Right? Not going to hand over his whole, basically hand over his life, his health, his money, someone who doesn't care about him. It has to be somebody who he knows, loves him, and cares about him. Ki ha'odam, k'shoyedea b'chaveroi, shumerachim v'choy melolav. If I know about the other person that he truly cares about me, so he'll trust him. He'll be completely at ease with, even though, you know, I'm putting him up to a lot of bother, and, you know, maybe he'll decide, what do I need this for? But since I know that he loves me so much and he cares about me so much, he'll do it. Okay. Next. Vashenis, but that's not enough, right? Let's say, you know that somebody really loves you and cares about you, but the person is Very distractible, and is in busy with a million things, and you know, and you're busy with something, you forget about other things. So you know, you're going to put into his hands to tend to your medical affairs, to do all the research, etc. And he might get busy with something and only get back to it in 3 weeks. So another thing that you have to know is that the person is diligent and conscientious. You have to know that besides the fact that he cares about you, that he is not going to get distracted from you. He's not going to let himself get. He's not going to lose sight, to lose focus of you. And he's going to be diligently busy with your case. Otherwise, it's not enough that he really cares about you. He might care about you, but he has other things on his agenda, and his mind is in a million places. You can't necessarily put your life into his hands. So that's number two. So you know about the person, not only does he care about you, but he's conscientious, diligent, responsible type, and he is going to be on top of this in a very determined and resolute kind of way. Okay. Now, because if you can't be confident about that, you still, even though you know that he loves you, you still won't be able to completely rely on him and rest assured. Because you know that this person can be easily distracted and might get busy with other things. But once you know that this person that you're trusting has both of these characteristics, A, you know that he really loves you and cares about you. And you know that he's going to be very diligent and conscientious. He's really going to keep on top of your affairs. Yivtach boy mibli safik. So then you will rely on him. Okay. But is that sufficient? Is that it? He cares about you. He's going to be diligently on top of the case. But that still might not be enough. What if, yes, he's diligent, etc., but he isn't all that capable. He's not a powerful type. He's a pushover. He's not going to be able to really fight the system for you. He'll be diligent. He's going to try his best. But as soon as he, you know, comes up against somebody tough, he's just going to be bowled over. So therefore, in order to really be able to rest assured that you're in good hands, it's not enough about you and that he's diligent. That's not enough. What else do you need? Ashlishis, you need a third characteristic. Shiye chazak. He has to be powerful. Lo yinutach basho chafetz. That if he wants to achieve something, if he wants to get somewhere, no one can stop him. Velo yimnoeu moinea me'asos bakoshas habeteach. And nobody, if he decides he wants to get this done, able to get in his way. Kim yechalosh, because otherwise, let's say he's just, you know, a feeble type. Lo yishlam habitochen alav, you still can't completely rest assured with this person. Afal pishen yisibor shumerachim u'mashgiach, even though you know that he cares, and even though you know that he's going to be diligently on top of it, still not necessarily enough. Because maybe, you know, he's really going to be trying, and he means well, but, you know, he's just limited in terms of his abilities. He's not going to be able to get things done. So therefore, you need him also to be powerful. Powerful, diligent, and really cares about you. Then you're all set up. It would seem then that there. What else would you need in terms of a patron, in terms of a person who's going to be taking care of you? The kasha is kabtu by sholesh amidah seile. But once he does bring together these three characteristics, yeah, but yitochen alav yisroi, then it'll be all that much more appropriate to trust him. But you know what? That's also still not enough. Why not? Because let's say once again, he's powerful, he's diligent, cares about you, but he also needs to be doing the research and making medical decisions, etc. What if he doesn't know enough about that? He could very successfully get you, you know, to the doctor he decides on, but he might be completely missing the boat. Might be the wrong doctor. So these. So number four is she'edah be'ofnei te'eles habetachalov. He also has to know very well your benefit. He has to be someone who you can trust that he knows very, very well what's good for you. He knows exactly what will be best for you. Because if you don't know this, you still won't be able to really trust him. So, if so, you've added four traits that can really enable a person to rest assured that he's being well cared for, that he's in good hands. But once you have all these four traits together, and he knows what's good for you, and he's able and powerful enough to be able to get it done, and he'll be diligent about getting it done, and you know that he cares about you, then you can definitely very much rely on him. But, okay, so you know what? That to a large extent covers you in the case that we discussed of a person who needs to hand over his medical care with the financial aspect of it to somebody. But what if we want to take it a step further? Obviously, we understand where he's going. He's going to applying this to Hashem. He's going to quickly bring us to a place where we understand that this is really beyond any human being. But let's see what he says. Let's say you want to go a step further and you want to say, okay, you know, now the next number of years, I'm not going to be able to be taking care of my affairs bichlal. I need him to be taking on my affairs in a long-term kind of way. So, achamishis, you'll need to know another thing. She'emisyachet ba'anhogas ha'boteachalov mitchila savayose v'gidule v'yankutse v'naruse. You know what the truth is that here already, we already understand that we're not really talking about a human being. In order, he's already talking about mamish handing over your entire life into someone else's hands, which is not really going to have such a relevant case with a human being. But he says, in order to be able to do that comfortably, before I completely let go of my life and hand it over to somebody, I need to know that he would indeed be able to control my life before I had to completely let go. From the beginning of my existence, all the way through, you know, growing up as a child, my youth, adolescence, and then adulthood, and then old age. If I really want to let go of that, I need to know that this person will be on the case from my childhood straight through my old age. Now, in the event that you could know that about somebody, you know that for a fact. You know that, like we said before, he cares about you. He's capable of doing what he wants. Powerful. He knows better. He knows exactly what's good for you. And he's going to be diligently on top of your case. And he's also going to be in control of your affairs straight through your life. Then, yischayev shetanoach nafsho alav. Then indeed, you'll be able to rest assured. V'yishoyin alav. You'll be able to completely rely on him. Now, this will be especially so when you're talking about somebody who, you know, now you're at some point in the middle of your life and you're wondering whether you can just let go of your affairs and hand them over to him. If this is indeed someone who was in control of your life from earlier on, then it's already simpler to let go because you've already seen him taking care of you and providing you with benefits and with needs up until this point. And that will certainly enhance your trust in him. Vashishis. But the truth is that even this, all this, still does not provide an airtight reliance. Because, yeah, let's say he has all these traits, he's completely in control of your life, and he's powerful, and he's caring, and he knows what's best for you, and he's diligent. But still, can you completely rely that your life is absolutely safe? Let's say, as he's taking you somewhere, some sniper decides to shoot from a rooftop. So it's true. You know, if you have a person who has all the traits that we've been discussing up to now, you're in very good shape. But are you guaranteed that no harm will befall you from any other source? So he says, in order to have absolute reliance in an airtight way, you'd have to know another thing, which is already completely not existent with human beings, but let's see. You'd have to know that you are exclusively in his hands. And that nobody has the ability to benefit you or to harm you. They won't even be able to protect you other than him. So, because, you know, all the ability that we've discussed beforehand is now taken to a whole new degree when you understand that nobody else can affect you in any way. Nobody will be able to break through his defenses of you. And besides that, you really have to rely on him because nobody else can benefit you either. Nobody else can help you out except him. And if you are in someone's hands in such a situation, then certainly trusting him will be justified. So we obviously understand that we're headed for a level of trust that isn't relevant to human beings. And there's still one more trait to go. But we'll end here for tonight, and we will continue tomorrow, Bli Neder. We'll see the last trait, and then we'll put it all together. Good night. We'll unmute and we'll part. Good night.